Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good evening to each and every one. Welcome to the Agape Worldwide Prayer and Delivery Ministry on March 7, 2021. This is Pastor Horn, Ruth from North Carolina. We welcome you, and we thank God for you tonight. We pray tonight that we would allow the Holy Spirit to move, to have his way, to bless his people, to enlighten his people, to strengthen them, encourage them, that walk with him and that faith with him, and manifest the promises that he has spoken over their lives tonight. We stand in agreement, we touch in agreement for the will of God to be done tonight. We thank and praise God for being in the land of the living. We praise God for the activities I've lived. We praise God for even allowing us another chance to get it right, to get closer to him, and to use him. I thank God for how he's keep encouraging me of this ministry he called me in spite of. You know, I praise God tonight. Hallelujah. When God is in the midst of something, he's ahead of it. Okay, no devil in hell can stop it or hinder it. He may try to hinder it, but he can't stop it. So we just thank God tonight, like I said again, and I speak and pray and speak the word of God over each and every person that will call in, that will listen in tonight. We thank you for calling in. We glorify the name of the Lord tonight. And I just pray, Lord God, we just come before you. Hallelujah. Give you the praise. Give you the glory, God, for your people, Lord God. Well, Father, first of all, we thank and praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of the heavenly host, Father, tonight. We thank and praise God that you are almighty God. You are King of kings. You, Lord of lords. You are the great I am. Lord God, you are our provider, Father. We thank you for tonight, Lord God. And we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know, for this nation as a whole. We pray for other countries, other places, God. We pray, God, for your people, God. We pray protection for your people. I pray, Father, first of all, that your people get an ear to hear you and learn to trust you and learn to walk in the things that you has called us to walk in, God, for us to be a true light to the world, to the people out there, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us surrender and submit to your will for our life, to realize that we've been called for a time and a purpose, oh God, in such a time as this. We are very much needed out there, to Lord God, to bring light unto a dark world, God. In the name of Jesus, we can only bring light if we carry light, if we connect it up to the right source to carry that light. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, we glorify you, and I pray for all ministers of the gospel, of the true gospel, God, that's out there, Lord God. Hallelujah, they're walking in truth and, Lord, and teaching your people. I pray, Father God, for them, God. I pray, God, for whatever they need and stand up, God, to really bring about a change, to glorify your name, God, that you've given. And, Lord, that the one that the enemy is starting, Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we tear down this kingdom of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus, we tear down. And, Father, we thank you just for being who you are. We thank you for even choosing us. Because that's the word of God said. We didn't choose you. You chose us. So we thank you for that, Father. It's not that we're worthy or anything. Not that I'm not. I don't know how other people think. But because of your love and your mercy and your grace that you choose to call me out, to pick me out. And Lord, I thank you. You choose to allow me to live in this world. In spite of the shortcomings, in spite of the things that I've done when I didn't know you, Father, and even some things that I may have unintentionally done since I've known you. You know, I thank you, Lord God, for helping me to walk the walk and talk the talk. Because that is my heart's desire, is to walk to please you. In the name, I know, Father, in the name of Jesus, a lot of things we don't know yet that could be wrong. But, Father, even at that, I'll give you the glory and the praise and the honor tonight, Lord, for whoever, wherever, in the name of Jesus. Bless your people. I pray for people tonight, Lord God, who's going through the days as you were little men. I've been looking at all this lustful passion, and not only just sexual, God, but in a whole lot of things. It is running rampant in this world, God, and running rampant in the body of Christ. Father, let your light shine on us, God. Send forth a move, mighty move of the Spirit, a sovereign move to fall on us, to show us, God, to everybody. But Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, to break the power of the different passion different lustful spirit, whatever kind it is, God, whether it's money, whether it's fame, whether it's sex, whether Lord. Lord, I ask you to send forth that anointing like you did during the days, Lord God, hallelujah, of the great awakeness, how you did of the days of the Azusa Street, Father God, how you did, Lord God, any of the old revivals where you came, God. I know a lot of times people don't want to talk about the old revivals. They don't want to say because you're doing a new thing. But, Lord God, what I've read about what they were doing at that time, Father God, I don't see it. If it's happening, I don't see it. And, Lord, we need a new move. We need a new visitation. We need a visitation from you, Lord. And we're asking for a visitation. We're asking, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, come and visit this nation from the White House all the way down, Father, to our house, next door neighbor's house, God. Lord, visit us. Show forth your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We call unto you tonight. And Lord, and we thank you and we praise you because you said in your word, whatever we ask the Father, we are asking this in the Father in the name of your Son, Jesus. And Lord, because of what you said, I can count it done in the name of Jesus. It is a done deal. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just want to say I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for how you deal with me, how you teach me. I thank you for how you use me, Father. I know that it's you. I know that it's not me. And I thank you for that right now, Father. You know, I just thank God, again, like I say, for the things that he allowed me to see or he deal with me about what I see concerning his people, concerning the world, at the you know, space, at the level that I see it, you know. Because a lot of things is going on, you know, God will show us for us to pray. We have the power within us to break the power that these things are going on. If we would walk like we're supposed to walk and then intercede and pray, and, you know, because we're put in the world to be a light and also to be salt. That is definitely what we're called to do. It's no such thing as we can't do it because the world is through this or the world is through that. Because the Bible say we are to be light and be salt, not to hide our light upon a bush, but reveal that light to the people. We must walk in that light. We can't reveal darkness, you know, walk in darkness, and because we go to church or we read the Bible or whatever it is, no, we're spreading light because we tell people to go to church. No, we are sent here to bring about changes. We have been empowered to bring about changes. In the light of people, we're here to draw people into the kingdom of God. That's what he said, into the kingdom of God. This is what we're called out to do, compel people to come into the kingdom of God. You know, this is one thing I do know about the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is within us, that's what he will do. We will draw the attention to him. You know, I don't try to draw the attention to me because I got to be, I'm nothing without him. I can't do anything without him. I need him. And I can't heal anybody. I can't deliver anybody. I can't change anybody. Only thing I can do is love people. And I have to have the love of God in me to even do that. Without that love, I can't. I can't do it, you know, so I need to be in him in order to let that love flow from me into the lives of the people. You know, so that means I have to open myself up to him and allow the Holy Spirit to take it abode within me and come forth out of me. So we as a people, we need to really, really focus on being a light in a dark world, not trying to tell people how to live, but show them through our own life. And, you know, and just allow the Holy Spirit just to have its way. Basically, the main thing is this is what we need to really do, you know, and be encouraged, you know, be fulfill your destiny. Because each one of us, God has us here for a reason, a purpose and a season. And I don't want to leave this world, have lived however long he chooses to let me live, and have not fulfilled what he has destined me to do. You know, it's a lot of things we can do, but only what we do for Christ is what's going to last. Only what we do for him is going to last. So we need to come into a place in him and seek him by what we need to do, what we should do, when, how, or whatever, and fulfill that commission. Because there's a lot of hurting people. There are a lot of people, people that's dying, people that are crippled, blind, broke. You know, it's out there. So we need to really, really become a people that's allowing Christ to live his life through us. It's not about us and what we want, what we want to do. But Lord, what is it that you would have me to do? What is it that you have purposed me in this world to do? What should I do, Lord? How should I do? How should I show forth your glory? How should I reveal you unto your people? How should I live my life so they can see Christ? How can I do that? What can I do? So, you know, you seek him. He said, if anyone need wisdom, let him ask for him liberate and upbraid it not. When we don't know what to do, instead of asking man, ask God. But he the one call you. He the one, the Father sent his son to die on the cross for us. Who know more about our purpose in life than he does? He knows. And the only thing man can know is what he tell him, if he tells him. If he tells him, and he will do just that. You know, so, you know, I just thank God. I really do thank God for what he's doing, what he's going to do, you know. And I just pray that the Lord would just continue to bless his people, spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, in every area. I just pray that the people of God will get closer to him and get a relationship with him. I pray that we will come into a place of unity, of love with his sisters and brothers in the Lord, you know, and know I am somebody else, and somebody else is me in the body of Christ. You know, and basically, because when the Spirit of God dwells in the both of us, it's not about the natural blood, but it's about the Spirit of God that will come in. You know, and come in, and then like I said, the blood of Jesus is more pure than any blood. And so we have to see one another by the Spirit. Bibles tell us you know no man by the flesh, but know him by the Spirit. Know them by the Spirit. That's what he's saying, know them by the Spirit. So I try not to know people by their flesh, Spirit of God, because if the Spirit of God is in them and in me, it'll bear witness. It'll bear witness in the Spirit. So, you know, I want to just keep encouraging people and keep trying to enlighten people to the truth of God's word, and like the scripture say, but the rightly divide the word of truth, you know, for us to do that and know that in doing that, that when we do that, we're going to come out correct. Because the Bible says, who the Son set free is free indeed. The Son of God says that. That's what his words say. He says his word is forever settled in heaven. He said, what, not one jot, not one till his word going to fall to the ground. You know, so the word of God has been around a long, long time, and it has not failed yet, and it will not fail. We will fail before the word of God will fail. We will fail, but the word of God will not fail. It will come to pass, because if you do what it say do, it's going to come to pass. If you don't do what it say do, and what he say will happen then, it's going to happen then too. So we have to realize he just like will come just to bless us and you know, and thank you, ma'am, and he'll give us what he want, and then we can just act and treat him any kind of way and treat people in any kind of way, that's not going to work in the kingdom of God at all. So we have to hold fast to God's unchanging hand and allow the Holy Spirit to work his way in us, allow the Holy Spirit to change us, mentor us, teach us, inspire us, encourage us, deliver us, heal us, you know, do all of those things, restore us, make us become truth and free. And the Bible says, who the Son set free is free indeed. So that is basically in saying that there is no more bondage there. He has freed us from every bondage. And a lot of times what we do is, sometimes people think they're free, but they try to feed themselves with self-will. But I'm here to tell you, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. We can have a strong will to want to do it, but it takes the power of God to bring that deliverance. It takes God's power to move within us to destroy. But he says in his word, you can do nothing without me. Nothing at all. We can't even get up as a babe without him. We can't even eat without him. Can't do nothing. The scripture said nothing without him. Our sufficiency is not of ourselves, but it's of him. It's of him. And we have to realize that a lot of times, you know, I do talk to a lot of people, and I listen to them say, and they're really in their mind thinking that they don't really need God for anything and don't realize what they got come from him. It didn't come. They didn't get it on their own. I didn't get mine on my own. Whatever I know, it come from him. Because if the devil had his way, we wouldn't know nothing but how to serve him and doing evil to people. Because that's all what he's about. You know, that is all what he's about. But, you know, I don't want to be an instrument in the devil's hand any longer, anymore. I have when I was a sinner. And now I have truly given my life to the Lord. And not just because I'm older, but I waited a season of time. But I love having done that. Yes, I wish I had done it earlier. Because I didn't know the freedom that you have. Yes, you go through a lot of persecution and different things like that. But you go through that anyway. You go through it anyway. But to have that kind of protection, to have that kind of love, to know that somebody got somebody that's as strong as he is, and I'm not talking about the physical strong, he's that too, that he got my back. I don't have to look behind me. I don't have to look to the side. I don't have to do that. Because he has my back. But when I was in the world, he had it in too, but I didn't know that he had it in. I didn't know that he had it in, you know. But to know that for a fact now, it's such a blessing. It really is such a blessing to know that now. I do thank and I praise him for all that he is and all that he's going to do. You know, and I just want to encourage people, stay on the path, get on the path and stay on the path. Eventually, you're going to see the worth of it. So we just thank and praise God for that tonight. You know, and I just want to just keep encouraging people, you know, and to know that God is on our side, no matter what it looks like, tastes like, or smell like. Lord Jesus, we just thank God tonight. You know, for what he's going to do, and I just want to encourage people to hold on to his unchanging hand. I don't care how tough it seems, how things look like they're not going to come through. I'm telling you here from experience that no matter what I have been going through, the hard times and things, that I held on to the promises God had promised me. And a lot of times, it just looked like it wasn't going to come to pass. But I had to trust the word, and that's one thing I'm speaking about tonight, on about trusting in the Lord, relying on him, depending on him, take him at his word, wait on him, love on him, that there's no one in the world, I don't care who it is, that you can depend on and trust that will never break his promise. The only time it's broken when you break it, other than him. And I'm speaking on Jeremiah the 17th chapter, the 5th verse. And it talks about, thus say the Lord, curse. That means, when the Bible talks about you being cursed, that means you're entangled, man, you're in bondage. You know, whether it's by your own thinking, or whether it's by things you tried to do, and it wasn't being led by God. But the Bible said, thus said the Lord, cursed be the man, that means mankind, when you said about, that trusts in man. When you put your dependence in human, in yourself, you know how a lot of times we always have done, I know such and such person will come through. I know they always be there. But the one that created us, we don't even think that about him. And the Bible said, once you do that and make that person, make your job, make your family, make whoever it is, your source, then you're already in bondage. And he will always, when you study scripture, he tells us not to trust in human beings, not to trust in princes, not to trust in leaders, whoever they are. He said, when you do, he said, they're going to fail you. He's going to allow them to fail you. Because he's so jealous. He doesn't want anybody to trust in no one but him. But now we can trust in the God in the person. It's only serving God. But the scripture said, thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man, and naked flesh his arm, and his heart departed from, whose heart departed from the Lord. And basically, so when I began to trust in another person, and now I'm a flesh, I know they're going to come through. I know the job going to come through. I know whatever going to come through. He said, first of all, I make them my dependence. They're the arm. I'm the one I'm leaning on. And we know a lot of times when we do that, people fail us, then we get upset, we get mad. But the Bible says when the individual do that, their heart has already departed from God. It doesn't make any difference. I'm going to use me. If I'm dependent on someone else and not God, I may say, but I'm not. But then again, if they don't do what I want to do, I'm upset. I don't do this, but I'm just using myself as an example. Then automatically, according to Scripture, my heart has already left God. I keep trying to explain to people, anytime any of us intentionally sin and do wrong, we do that because God does not have the heart any longer. Our heart has already departed from God, because if God has the heart, we're not going to intentionally do wrong. I'm not talking about there are things true in the Bible we don't know yet is sin. But I'm talking about, say for instance, I just automatically go and steal something or take something. And the reason I did that or do that, because God don't have my heart. Because if he had my heart, see, the conviction of the Holy Spirit would be on me, and I won't intentionally do wrong. That's why we have to stick to the Bible. That's why you always hear me say stick to the Bible. It doesn't make no difference. I could say, well, no, my heart hadn't departed from the Lord. I'm not backslidden. Whatever I may come up and say, I'm not in apostasy. But the Scripture says I am because of the action I did. The Scripture is what's right, and I'm wrong. This is why the Bible always comes out, you're rightly dividing the word of truth. Because, I mean, I'm there with people, I minister to people quite a while, you know, and a lot of times I've heard them say, and I can go back maybe about 6 months ago or a year, I was talking to a lady, and during the course of a time in her life, she didn't interact with the Lord like she used to. She didn't do the thing that she used to do, and this, that, and other. And so I was explaining Scripture to her. And I tell them, no, I didn't backslide. Yes, you did. Look what it means. Backslide means go completely all the way. Apostasy means I'm in the church, but I don't obey the word. My heart had departed from Scripture. And this is why I'm always saying, study the word. Get dictionary. Get concordant. Look up the word. Because a lot of times, like I say, the word may not mean the same thing in every Scripture. And what we say is not. God is not saying the same thing, because he tell us in it, even in his word. He says in his word, he said, my ways and my thoughts are not like yours. It's higher. He say that I'm not his word, say I am. then you know I'm lying. Because his word is what's true. And this is why God is showing out there in the world. I mean, it's in the church world today. You got so many Christians. It's in those particular states because they choose to believe more about what they think rather than what the Word of God says. But you know, the Bible tells us he's the ultimate judge. And who was going to last? His is. Not our. Yeah, here's the scripture. It's in Isaiah 55, 7-8. Probably 9, I read. He said, let the wicked, he called them wicked, forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Because anytime we think, ain't not thinking like he's thinking, or whatever we out there doing is not according to scripture, he called it wicked. He said, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon, he will abundantly forgive. This is what he said to Abraham, for my thoughts, my thoughts are not your thoughts. I don't think like you think. I don't think human. Think spiritual. Kingdom. Neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. I don't do things like you do. I don't work situations out like you do. This is why the Bible tells us that his ways and his thoughts, even how he do things. How we think he ought to change this situation, change this person. He's not going to change the way you think he ought to change him. This is why a lot of times we get messed up in thinking in our ways. And this is why I say with me, God knows, I try to look at what the scripture said, the way he said it, and knowing that's the way he's going to work it out. Although sometimes, I'll be honest now, I wish he would work it out another way, what I've been taught wrong. But he never do it that way. He never blessed me the way I think he's going to bless me. I remember a time when the Lord had blessed me with some money, you know, from an insurance thing. And when the money ran out, oh, I'm praying, I'm thanking the Lord, I'm speaking the word. I thought he was going to come back and bless me in another way, the same way. Instead of coming that way, no money didn't come in. I always hear people throw the monkey wrench in one of my legs. So that's why you can't put God in a box. What he did one way, he may not do it that way again. He will never let us get him in the Bible. He will never let us think that we think he's going to follow our thoughts, our ways. He's not going to do it. He said, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So the scripture letting us know, don't be trying to put God down at our level. This is why we have to really get the real Holy Spirit within. And it'll open up that word and give us illumination. Because the Bible tells us about, you know, how with the word of God, to anyone, the Bible calls them a natural man. Whatever God says is foolish to them. It's foolishness. It's foolish for the Lord to tell you, okay, I want you to give away this $1,000 I just gave you. And you got bills galore. To a natural man. To a person who's spiritually discerned and know God. It's not foolish to them. They got no God would never tell you to do something, and they got something greater for you. Or he'll tell you whatever not to do, or whatever to do. This is why we have to renew our mind to what the Word of God says. And trust in him, because now, in thinking like that, I'm trusting my own intelligence, my own knowledge, what man say. I'm already in bondage. Because what I think, what I say, even if it's not according to scripture, I think that's what is true. I'm leaning, depending on my thoughts, my ways. He said you already, your heart already apart from God, because you don't want what he say. You don't want his revelation. And another thing I keep telling people, and this is something I had told somebody back in May, but it's been quite a few months ago, but there are different levels of growth in the Lord. Everybody's not the same level. Everybody don't understand things the same thing. Everybody don't give in to God, allow him to change the way they think, like some people do. And if it's an individual that has stuck with the Lord like that, no way he's going to give you revelation, knowledge, or blessing that he gives to that person that has committed itself unto the Lord or submitted unto his ways. It's just not the way he operates. It's just like if you're on a job. You're on a job, you've been on that job some time, and, you know, you work up to a raise, and, you know, you're at the top of the ladder with the raise, but here come a person just coming in. Don't know the job. and they're going to give them the same raise he gave you? I don't think so. Because they don't know what you know. Even if they're highly educated, that's nothing, but they don't know that job. So by the same token, what's in the natural is also in the spirit. Even though sometimes it's been people, I've been around people that have been in church 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Just been in church. They don't know the revelation knowledge of God because they never put that kind of time in with him. They always been trusting in their knowledge or they this or they that, whatever it is, and they never spiritual grow. So how committed am I to that word that I'm going to apply to my life and let it change the way I'm thinking? And I guarantee you, when we do that, we'll find out, Lord, how much you mean to me. I was thinking like this all the time. And this is what God thinks. We're not even thinking together. Because scripture tells us, can two walk together except in agreement. So if I don't agree with his word and what he says, or what he tell me to do, tell me I need to do a high effort here, then I'm not really walking with him. I'm not walking with him according to scripture. Because I'm supposed to think like he thinks. And I'm supposed to know that he's much wiser than I am. If he says this, he meant just what he says. You know, I hear a lot of times people even say now, you know, even now when it comes down to chastising children, now you know they don't change the laws in America now. And he say, you spare the rod, you spoil the child. They say now, but I don't believe God made that to say that because you know, it's against the law and then make them rule. God meant what he said back then. Just exactly what he said. So we have to stick to the word. But anyway, he said, this is by the person who trusts in the flesh or in itself. They make itself the source instead of the resource. Job, everything is resource. People, resources. You never want to put your trust in them. But he said, for he shall be like the heath. A heath is a plant that's out there in the desert. Okay? And they say, in the desert, yeah, and shall not seek when good cometh. Inhabit, or live, or dwell in the parched places. He said, in the wilderness. So basically, a lot of Christians, you see, of church, or whatever you want to call them, in their life, because of having trust in their life, there's a dry, patched place. They're in a desert place. They're out there in this place, there's no water. That's water is in the natural. We know what it means to have it in the desert. Without that water in the desert, you can't survive. So in the spirit, a dry place in the spirit, in my life, Christian walk, and the spirit, Holy Spirit is not there, it's a mouth of water, then I'm not getting what I need to survive. And that plant of me going to spiritually die first. Then they're going to physically die. Because why? I'm leaning and depending on my own thoughts. I'm leaning and depending on my own source, my own whatever, instead of on Christ. So what God does is raise up a person that has the Holy Spirit living the life of Christ. And they come, try to speak, flow water into their spirit, man, the spirit of God, to bring life to their dead spirit. And what I've seen over the course of time, people just shut that up, that the spirit up, the mouth up, the ear up, and don't let that person pour it into them. And some kind of way they think they're going to get it on their own, but they're not, because that's God. That person got the life of Christ, because they're constantly feeding themselves the word of God. They're constantly obeying. They're constantly living with the word of God said. God constantly giving revelation for different people. Because why? The Lord been saying, had told me, I think about a year ago, had laid a tip, said God said a lot of his people, said a lot of them, they have been with the scripture. They have misinterpreted. They have had people preaching, teaching it and misinterpreting. And so they're going around the mountain, around and around and around for 10 to 20 to 30, 40 years and never walk into the things of God for them. Because the Bible said there is a form of godliness, but they did not design the power. Because why? The one that has truth, they reject truth. Because scripture tells us that a person in darkness, they love the darkness more than they love light. They'd rather stay where they are rather than change. But he's sending life to them because his old life is the life of Christ. It's going to be with somebody that walking in that. You know, not because of how much Bible they know, but how much of that life of Christ, when they speak to you or when they pull, what do you feel the presence of God like something go in you and all of a sudden your spirit lifted up? That is, you know, the light of Christ coming out, the life of Christ coming out of the person. They got it in there to pour it into them. You take a person who maybe got religion, don't really have the spirit of God, they have not been really serving God, they've been serving the devil and all this stuff. They can speak to you the same word. And you have no effect. Why? Because they do not have the life of Christ. Death can bring death. And I tell people, go out to the graveyard. Dig up any dead person out there. And let them try to speak and say something. They're going to stay there. And your spirit going to stay there. Just pay close attention a lot of time with people talking or people preaching or whatever they are. And if whatever they're saying ain't lifting you up from the low state that you're in, 9 times out of 10 it can be coming from their flesh and not necessarily from the Spirit of God. So you can be down, you can be so low, and they can say, good morning, the Lord love you, and all of a sudden you perk it up. That's because they're giving to you the life of Christ, okay? The Bible says these people live in a place that's not inhabited. That means it's a place, the desert place. Nobody's staying there. Nothing is there. Nobody don't even want to stay there. But the Bible says, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Happy, even though you may not even have you may not even have nothing. You may not even have, hold on a minute. Hello? Hey, is this Walter? Okay, I'm having a blog talk of my own, but now, if you want to call into there, want me to give you a number to call in there?
Yeah, because
I won't be able too much longer. Again. Okay, call into 516.
Okay, that's
one more. Okay.
Oops. That's a long look. I'm going to get my glasses on, Ruth.
Well, yeah, get... Okay.
Oh, gosh, where's my Okay.
516-387-1947.
What's the last one?
1947.
1947.
Yeah, you know you have to dial one to get in, you know, with tone.
All right, so you got that one?
1-516-387-1947.
So that's where I call for the, like I did with Randy.
Yeah.
And then I got hit one.
Well, if you want prayer, you have to hit one.
Okay.
Okay. All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
What time?
I'm on now. I go up at 9 o'clock out of time because I've been on ever since 8 o'clock.
Oh, you've been on since 8?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what time do you stop?
I stop at 9 o'clock. I don't be on but an hour on this one. All right. I'll give you the schedule later when we talk.
Say again?
I will give you the schedule later when we talk sometime, the schedules that I'll be on.
Okay.
I'll give them to you. All right, then.
Thanks.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry about that, my dear. What's going on? But God is hooking up some things. Thank you, Jesus. But it said, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, who hope the Lord is. So this is why he's saying, you're going to be happy, joyful, even though you may not have nothing. But because you're trusting in God and you know he's coming through. This is why it's so important. What is that? Lord have mercy. Wait a minute. Hello? Hello? I don't know what this... Hello? I'm going to go ahead and hang that up. I put it on. But anyway, thank you. Sorry about that again. But, ooh, Jesus. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and who hope the Lord is. So God is saying to us, put your trust in me. Not in your job, if you was married, not in your husband, if you married, not in your wife, but only in God. And like I said, if the person got God in a leader, only if that person is really living for the Lord and you see the fruits in their life. Not because they're talking about the Lord, but because you can see the fruits. And I don't mean you see a Christian today and tomorrow you see something else. But put your trust in the Lord. And like I said, we speak, and I see the brother has come on, so we thank God for that. But I'm coming from Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. I started at the 5th verse, about how he's telling us when we trust in the arms of flesh and trust in man, we're already cursed. We're already in bondage. He wants us to trust in him only. Okay? It says, 8th verse, say, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters. This person that trusts in the Lord, and that spreadeth out her root by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. So a person that trusts in God, no matter how bad it is or what's going on, it will not touch that person because they trust is in God. They trust is in the real source, the resource. They're not in jobs. I mean, they're not in checks. They're not in people. Like I said before, you trust in people when you trust in the God in people. And a lot of people are in bondage because they trust in themselves. You know, if I had a job, if I get a check, that is on a resource. Your source, which is Christ, never fails. Never fails. And so the scripture says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only God can know a heart. He can reveal a heart to us through the Spirit. But only he knows the heart. And a lot of times I've heard people say, I got a good heart, I got a good heart. You know, the scripture tells me nobody's good but the Father. So guess who I'm going to believe? I'm going to believe the Word of God. So we got to go back to the Bible. We got to study the Word of God. And whatever he says, get the Holy Spirit, first of all, and it illuminate the Word up. I even encourage people, because he told me not to do it, I don't study out of all the other different translations. He told me to stick with the King James. He said, what I'll do is, I will reveal to you and show you what's been taken out and what's missing. And he have done that by allowing books and things to come to me that I didn't even know was coming, and to reveal to me the things that's going to benefit. And the Holy Spirit is in you to reveal the Word of God to you. That's it. And they're trying to eliminate the Holy Spirit from revealing the Word of God. But like I said, going back, we got to understand that we are cursed in bondage when we trust in man and in the arms of flesh and make flesh our dependent. We have to go to God. I don't even go to God and tell God who to tell to bless me. I just go to God and tell God, this is what I need, this is what I want. I'm asking you, Lord, to work. However, and I used to tell people, and they laugh at me, but I tell people even recently, if he want to send an armadillo to bless me, I'm my hands open. I'm not going to tell a wise God how to bless me or how to work a situation out. But he's saying tonight, he's been dealing with me quite a while, and so some other time I'll go on some other scripture about trusting in the Lord. Put all your confidence in nobody but him. In everything. And like I say, if a person, the fruits are not in their life consistently, I don't mean, you know, being a Christian day tomorrow, you know, there's something else. I'm not going to put my confidence and trust in that person. Not even in what they say. We have to be very careful. And I believe in my heart, that's why so many of us is laying aside, you know, so many of us are falling to the side or whatever. It's because of that. That's exactly what it is, you know. But I'm going to stop here and take this call because we don't have but a whole lot of minutes left on this one. So I'm going to go ahead on and do that and talk to the brother. I already know who it is on there. So we're going to do that. So some other time the Lord will have me go and finish this scripture, because, you know, he got his hands up, so I'm going to go ahead and take that. All right, 864-313. Who will speak? I'm going to just go through the protocol. Who will we speak with and where are you calling from?
Hey, Ruth. Hey, this is Walter, South Carolina.
Yes. Praise God. Thank God. What's that? I saw, let me just say this for me. What's, the 864, and I know that, I mean, I know it from South Carolina even when you told me, but also when I saw it come up on my phone, it said Greenville, and I have some people I know in Greensville, and then my I got a daughter that lives in Copy in South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I got a pass count pin to get here.
Huh?
If I ain't mistaken, I got a Pascal pen just to get here. That's off 85,
really?
If I ain't mistaken. I think
oh,
so.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'd be glad to have you on tonight. Yeah. Usually, I do this on Wednesday. But I'll talk Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday evening. Sunday evening at 8 o'clock, but Wednesday and Friday, I do it from 9 to 10. I'm believing God to expand it to 2 hours. Soon, and I go on free conference call for a prayer line, and based on a lot of it will be intercessory prayer, and I can what's called you the number with that later too. But I go on there on Mondays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock our time, but Central time is 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
Well, you lost me. Can you say that again now?
Okay, let me stop trying to talk fast. Let me. I said on Mondays and Thursday on freeconferencecall.com at 8 o'clock our time, but it's 7 o'clock Central time. And the reason I'm saying 7 o'clock is I got somebody on here. They're out behind us, but I'll give you those when we get a chance to talk again. And then on Wednesday. Friday, I go on Blog Talk from 9 to 10. And Sunday, I go on it at 8 to 9. That until God bless me to be able to get the 2 hours on this one.
So
but on the
Friday,
other one, I can stay on it as long as I want to.
Wednesday and Friday is when?
Huh?
Wednesday and Friday.
Blog Talk's on Wednesday. Wednesday and Friday, that's at 9 o'clock to 10 our time.
Okay.
Okay. Sunday from 8 to 9 our time.
Okay.
Okay.
All the same.
Like I said, Monday and Thursday. This is the number. I wish, since you're on and you got your hand up, I go ahead on and give it to you. Is you have to call 1-774-220-774-220
right
4020
0. What do you mean 0? What
40, 0, 0, 20.
0020.
40-4-0-2-0. The last four number.
Oh, 4-0-2-0.
Uh-huh. Okay. You will need this comfort ID when you call in. 1-1-8-5-3-1-8. The time for that is 8 p.m. Mondays and Thursdays.
8 till when?
Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday on the Blog Talk.
I mean, but 8 to 9, 8 to 10?
Oh, the one for the free conference? Well, we can stay on that as long as we want to.
Okay.
I didn't say 8 until.
So that's Monday, Thursday.
Yeah, Monday and Thursday. Just Monday and Thursday.
Till whenever.
Yeah. Whenever Spirit release us to get off.
So
I can go on anytime. I can stay on as long as I want to on that one.
So that number is
1-1-8. I can't do it on the Blog Talk.
So that number is 1185318.
Yeah, that's the conference ID. You need that. 174-220-4020.
Okay.
Mhm. Yeah, those are the time until the Lord does what He's gonna do. Then I can reschedule however that is. Prayerfully, like it's on the blog talk, I am planning to go up to 2 hours. A night. But since I'm doing it myself and paying for it, I'm just gonna wait until the Lord bless with that. So, while we got you on, you want prayer or you just wanna share? You got about 9 minutes.
Yeah, prayer. So this is free or you gotta pay for this here?
This one I do. That's why I don't spend but an hour. Because I'm doing it.
Okay.
Okay.
So you gotta pay for this one. I wanna pray about this situation where someone suggested that I could be payee for my mom where she'd get a Social Security. I put it, a checking account's got to be in my name and her name. And I said, well, lady, I'm just calling to get some information. That's all I'm doing. I'm just calling to get some information. She said, well, let's fill out the application. I said, I'm not calling to fill out the application. She kept on pressing me to do that. And I did record that conversation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I did record that conversation. And she said, well, let's just see if you qualify. And I felt in my spirit, this is something's wrong. Something is wrong. And so this was on the 22nd of February. And she said, well, so you don't want to do this. So I answered all her questions, and she said, let's fill it out. And if you don't want to do it, we'll cancel it. Well, I knew right then, I said, you're going to cancel it. She said, yeah. I said, all right. So today I checked the mail. I am now a payee. That lady point blank lied to me. She flat out lied to me. And I found my recording, and she said, yeah, okay, I'm going to cancel this thing. If you want to be a payee, because there's a lot of work to it, and it's not good. It's not good at all. It's not good for me. It's not good for my mother. And anyway, too much overbearing work, and you got to turn in work. I don't need that. So anyway, I hope I felt the Lord on this. I felt like the Lord said, just be at peace about it. Be at peace. This could be undone. I was like, can it be undone as easy as it was done? I don't want to see, because they're talking about, I got to go into office or I got to send a letter, blah, blah, blah. I ain't going to write nothing because I didn't write nothing to them to get it, but they sure did get me into it. And I understand. What you're trying to pay me?
To close the door, to shut the door. If you don't anything, just going back to what I was saying a few minutes ago, by leaning on the arms of flesh. And basically, if you're not feeling peace, God is letting you know that it's not the route. So we can ask God to shut the door. Because only He can do this.
Yeah.
So we're going to, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We're going to be in agreement. We're going to pray and ask the Lord to go and shut the door and close the door. And the door that He has opened for you, if the, how He want to bless you in the situation, for His will to be done. For His will to be done, because like you say, He already made you feel unrestful about it. And any time with anything, like I tell people, if you don't feel peace about something, God said, I'm not in it.
The lady flat out lied to me. She signed me up as a payee anyway. And now I got to get my way out of it. And they say, from what I understand, once you become a payee, don't get out. And you're stuck with it. And I ain't going to be stuck with it. I ain't going to be stuck with nothing.
That's what they say, but who do we know? We know who they don't know. And the Bible tells us, be any two touch and agree on anything, he said it shall be done. So we can go in prayer or just speak the word. And God would have to move that because his word say so.
That's right.
There have been many times a situation that what man has said, that this shouldn't happen or that shouldn't happen, like I was saying earlier, but it's a different situation with me. When I had this back injury, but anyway, they just wanted to give me $6,000. The Holy Spirit told me don't take it. So I had Christians telling me, but you don't take it because you know the North Carolina law of this. I said, they're not my God. I said, they're not my God. It went on, but it ended up. But me not taking it. I did wait. I waited a year. But I ended up getting $20,000, which they said I couldn't get. Man's word don't go over God's word.
Nope.
You are a child of God. And we're going to ask God to intervene on that behalf. Take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. We're asking God to really, in the name of Jesus, to reveal, Lord God, the hidden thing that the enemy is trying to hide to get you in bondage, because God does not put us in bondage. And we take authority over it in the name of Jesus. Huh?
And that is nothing but bondage. That was nothing but bondage. So I called my friend, the one that we were praying about last night, Penny. She told me, I said, I just called him about, you know, being a payee. She said, dear Walter, says you don't want to go there. She's the one that told me. It's bondage. I got to write every dime down that I spend, and my mother can't give me, if she wants to give me a birthday present, she can't. She can't give me gas money for all the running around I do. It's bondage.
Yeah, and like I said, I feel that that's not God's will either. You know that. But we're going to ask God to, I'm going to still be praying. But whatever way God has already designed out to be able to bless you to do what you're doing, he told you to go down there. So that means he, you've been an ambassador, sent one. That means he has to take care of every one of your needs. So he got an avenue or a way. And we just got to seek him to find out what door is that, or to ask him to open that door for you to get there so you won't be in bondage. Because that is bondage. That's going back to what I was saying a few minutes ago when I was talking about Jeremiah 17, chapter 5, verse, by curses the man, and base that meaning in bondage. Trusting in man in the arm of flesh. So we just come against that. We break the power of it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. There is nothing you can. You say you come to set the captives free. God, we're going to accept your word tonight. We're going to go in agreement. And I believe the other lady that's on here, they should be in agreement with us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in 3-4 court, it's not easy to broken. And we're going to stand in agreement that you bring this thing to naught. Your word, Lord, that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you come to here and have my life and have it more abundant. So, Lord, we thank you right now. Give him the peace that you already got this and you're going to change it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank God for the victory. That's it. Thank God for, because he said his word. If any two touch agree on anything, he said it shall be done. He said we pray and we believe that when we pray, he said we're going to have it. So we're going to believe his word tonight.
I got quiet about it. I mean, I felt the presence of the Lord on it, and I golly days, man, this is lady flat out lied to me. And if you listen to the recording, you know she lied. Mm-hmm. She says, "Okay, we'll cancel this thing, and you know, you call us back." I was like, "I'm glad I found that recording, because if they try to lock me into something." I said, I want to call a lawyer tomorrow. I'm going to definitely get some counsel on this because I already know if you sign up, you're stuck with it. Like I said, I accept nothing. And, but anyway, I got some news. Talking about leaning on the flesh, I got Penny called me tonight, and she told me about this girl who I've known. For quite a while. And
well, you probably will have to call me back on the cell phone because my time is up on the air here.
Okay.
Yeah, you can call me back on the house phone. And you talk to me about this because, like I say, I'm only paying for an hour, and I don't want to try to go over it, keep going over it for what's coming. Well, we thank and praise God tonight for what he did do and how he's going to do. But be back on this one Wednesday night, but Monday evening. I will go on to freeconference.com at 8 o'clock. And so you're welcome to come. And I just want to say to the sister tonight, I bless you in the name of Jesus for coming and for really just being faithful in what you're doing. So we'll just continue to be blessed. And I'm going to say, you know, good night to both of you. And we'll talk again. And so I can just go ahead and get off. And I know each one of you, when you get ready, you'll call me on the phone anyway. So we're going to say good night. I'm sorry that, you know, it was what's on like that, but because I did come on at 8 o'clock tonight, and I don't have but an hour, you know, on there. You know, God's going to bless with that. I just had got a word earlier. God is getting ready to bless and told me to go forth, in spite of how it looks, to go forth, because he has called me and given me this vision. You know, so it's going to be like it's supposed to. Supposed to be, we have the time that what's coming back. Because on the other one, I can go as long as I want to go. I can have up to 1,000 people on that one. It's a free come. All right, bless y'all and just have a blessed night. And we'll talk again. Okay, good night.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.